Hey there, and welcome to the Mom Tana Podcast, your wild corner of the internet where I chat about birth, motherhood, and life in the mountains of Western Montana. I'm Chaya, your fellow Mom Tanan, and guide on this journey through the highs and lows of early parenthood within Big Sky Country. Each Tuesday, I'll cover pregnancy hacks, birth tips, herbalism in motherhood, and more. So grab your favorite hat and your favorite horse, and let's get into the beauty and chaos of Mom Tana living. Alfalfa in herbalism. The binomial is Medicago sativa of the leguminosae family. I cannot figure out the pronunciation of that for some reason. But yeah, there you go. So alfalfa for me is a special plant. I grew up, my house basically was in the middle of a commercial field, and the farmer that owned the field often grew alfalfa. So I have many fond memories of wandering into the center of that ginormous field and just sitting amongst the alfalfa plants and all their little pretty little purple blooms and things like that. So I love alfalfa. It's a tea I take often, and I've planted it here at home recently, so I hope it flourishes. On to Juliet de Barclay Levy's description. Found in pasture land, wild and cultivated, alfalfa is a perennial plant with gray-green leaves and small purple, sometimes whitish, pea-shaped flowers. This is a very popular fodder herb and is equally good for human use. Known for the speed it gives to racehorses, it is likewise effective for all athletes. Most birth courses do nothing to prepare you for real life, forcing you and your partner to stumble through your birth and beyond. Birth Rhythms offers practical guidance and the honest truth about pregnancy, birth, parenthood, and partnership to help you flow with your new family rhythm. This course guides you through the physiology of pregnancy, birth, and the postpartum time, and prepares you for the deep emotional challenges of early parenthood and partnership, including man-to-man lessons featuring my husband, Zev. By the end of this course, you will learn the physiology of pregnancy, start healthy habits, and take responsibility as a parent and partner, understand common tests, screens, high-risk pregnancies, and establish intuitive and spiritual connection, explore the physiology of birth, review birth supplies, and secure the mental and spiritual fortitude for your inevitable transformation, outline a supportive lifestyle for optimum healing, and uncover the logistics of new parenthood. Find your new family rhythm with the Birth Rhythms course, the birth course for real life. Go to momtana.org to get the course or look down in the show notes for more information. The internal uses of alfalfa include, the description is that it's a kidney cleanser, making it also a blood cleanser, sort of as a byproduct. But kidney cleanser, kidney support, it's also an alkalinizer. I don't know if that's a word, but I've declared it as such. Tap, tap of the gavel. I have decided, I don't know. Anyway, it balances the acids in the digestive system. Okay, that's what it does. It's also a postpartum hemorrhage prevention herb. So if you include this in your pregnancy tea, or this is just a tea, an herb that you take often, it can help build the blood, build the volume, sort of enrich your blood supply, and therefore aid as a postpartum hemorrhage prevention herb. It's also a galactagogue, which means that that's herbalist term for it increases and enriches the breast milk supply. So definitely include that in your postpartum time, in whichever way you'd like. The external uses, this is totally irrelevant to like pregnancy and all of that, but I thought it was a fun fact. The external uses historically is that apparently before toothbrushes, it was used, this plant was used to clean teeth. Isn't that fun? Some special notes about alfalfa is that it's rich in vitamins A, B1, B6, C, D, E, K1, and P. I didn't even know there was a vitamin P, but apparently there is. It has 8 digestive enzymes, and the minerals that it's rich in also are calcium, chlorine, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, silica, sodium, and has some trace minerals and dozens of amino acids, which also means it's rich in plant protein. It's a whole system tonic, and is apparently especially useful in healing ailments like arthritis, rheumatism, and ulcers. You are freedom-loving, nature-trusting, and spiritually grounded, and you're looking for a skilled birth attendant who shares your values. With today's politics making birth overly medicalized and invasively regulated, finding the support you want feels out of reach. I offer holistic birth services tailored to your unique needs and family journey. By becoming a member and choosing a support level, you can curate your own experience without the fight or controlling oversight. Just go to momtana.org or check out the show notes for details. So this is generally just a nutritive herb, nutritious herb to take. You can have alfalfa sprouts in your food. You can just straight up eat alfalfa. And, you know, I don't recommend you go get a bale of hay and munch on that. But again, it's high in minerals. And actually, another fun fact is that sometimes it's alfalfa hay is actually something that you would sort of avoid feeding to animals like horses and things like that, because it can be too hot. It can be too rich in minerals and things like that. And it can kind of create, digestive issues for animals like that. And I think that's actually kind of interesting and a testament to, again, the mineral rich content of this plant. And yeah, that's about it. This was a short episode. Even though it was pretty straightforward plant, I think there's lots of really great uses for it in daily life. And it also helps enrich the soil. That's just sort of, I think it's a nitrogen fixer, if I'm remembering that right, because it's in the pea family and peas do that. So if you are thinking of growing a garden, it's a great ground cover crop. And, you know, don't quote me on that. I am not a master gardener, but I'm pretty sure that's true. So go fact check me and, you know, go plant some alfalfa while you're sipping on some alfalfa tea and maybe make a sandwich with some alfalfa microgreens. And that sounds pretty good to me. So, all right, I'm ending this. Thanks for listening. We'll talk soon. Thanks for joining me here. Remember to subscribe, write a review, and check out the show notes for other ways to connect. Nothing on this podcast is medical or legal advice. By engaging with this content, you agree to take full responsibility for your own experiences. Everything in this podcast is property of Prudence Ministries, a private healing association.